You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Health Committee TD Harty to vote against Harris. Independent Clare TD Michael Harty has announced he will now vote no confidence in the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, only 24 hours after he said he would abstain in a motion prompted by the escalating costs of the National Children's Hospital. The reason for what the Irish Times describes as his sudden change is the disclosure yesterday on these airwaves that the completion of a 60-bed modular unit at University Hospital Limerick would be deferred until mid-2020, and the Irish Times says that is as a consequence of overspending on the National Children's Hospital project. I spoke with Deputy Harty shortly before coming on air this morning and asked him for his own rationale as to why there was a change of heart. On Sunday he said he was abstaining. This morning he says he will be voting no and no confidence in Simon Harris.
The provision of the 60-bed modular unit in University Hospital Limerick was to be delivered by the end of 2019, by quarter four 2019, and it was officially confirmed on Monday that this is not going to be the case, that at the very earliest it will be delivered by the middle of 2020, provided funding is forthcoming in the reprofiled HSE capital plan for 2019, and this is completely unacceptable. The Minister did commit to delivering this unit by the end of 2019.
Did he give you a commitment on that? I'm sorry to cut across you, because the closest I could find from Simon Harris speaking at the day where in last November where he said the funding was announced was that it would probably be available in 2019. To my mind, there were indications it would be ready this forthcoming winter without a firm commitment.
Well, on every opportunity that the Minister has presented before the Health Committee, this subject has been brought up, not only by myself, but other members of the committee from the Midwest. And the expectation was that this would be delivered before the end of 2019. I believe the Minister is spinning and providing misinformation, leading people to believe that it would be delivered by the end of 2019, when we now realise that that is not going to be the case.
So that was never achievable?
I think it was achievable. The planning permission was provided in September 2018. The tendering process was completed in September 2018, and the only missing element to that was the provision of funding. And every indication was given that that funding would be delivered so that the unit could be up and running by the end of 2019. This is the busiest A&E in the country. It is the A&E that has the highest trolley count by and large every day of the year. Yet we are now going to have to wait for at least one, if not two winters, before the interim provision of this 60-bed modular unit is delivered. And it is an interim provision. The 96-bed permanent unit still hasn't gone to design stage. So this was an interim measure to deal with the overcrowding in Limerick.
You say at least one and potentially two winters. I take it you have no confidence nor faith in that target date of mid-2020 that we're now being told of.
Well, Gavin, I have lost trust in the Minister, and losing trust is also losing confidence. We have been hearing about this modular unit now for several years, and this is just one other further delay. I find it very unsatisfactory that we should be getting information from the Minister and from some of his junior ministers repeatedly in the Dáil on parliamentary questions, committing to delivering funding for this unit, and it still has not been committed to.
Is this the straw that has broke the camel's back? There have been other issues that you and I have discussed in respect of the health service, in respect of Minister Harris, in which you have been critical, the delivery of Sláintecare, the overspend in the National Children's Hospital recently as well. But this is obviously a further matter over which you have concern. As I say, to typify it, is it a straw that breaks the camel's back?
Yes, it is, Gavin. I was willing to abstain on the vote of no confidence on the Minister tomorrow because I felt that to destabilise the government at this point in time in the delicate Brexit situation that we have would not be the correct thing to do. But this, unfortunately, has led me to believe that we cannot trust this Minister. And if I cannot trust him, I cannot have confidence in him. And I represent Clare, of course, but I'm also representing the people of the Midwest who are crying out for this unit. It is absolutely essential. And it's a manifestation of the the government's inability to deliver on Sláinte Care, to deliver on the reform which we so desperately need. And I think the situation in the emergency department in Limerick and the hospital in general is iconic of the failure of the government to deliver on health reform.
Will you destabilise the government? I was trying to do some dull arithmetic. I still think the minister will win this motion.
I believe that he will, Gavin. I think the vote will be close. He will win it by a handful of votes. But I think it's important to put down a marker that he cannot expect to enjoy the confidence of the opposition if he cannot deliver on promises. He has reneged on this promise.
What can he do to regain your confidence? I mean, we were told by the, well, actually, we weren't told by the UL Hospitals Group, but rather TDs were told by the Minister's own office that the construction takes 15 months. I don't think it's possible now in February of 2019 to have this unit up and running for the winter to come.
Well, my understanding was the construction would take 300 days and that window has now closed. If the 19.5 million is not guaranteed in the capital plan for 2019, I can't see this being delivered during the year of 2020 either.
But even if it is delivered, the funding, I mean, the unit itself won't be until next year, according to the Minister's own office. Just finally, Deputy Harty, you have, while not formally supported the government, you have given them your support on a number of occasions during the lifetime of the current Dáil. What would you say to those who are listening to what you're saying this morning with scepticism, that you're jumping ship with an election coming closer, I suppose we could say?
Well, no, Gavin, my support of the government has been dwindling over the past number of years. I did vote to elect Enda Kenny as Taoiseach in 2016 because not doing so on the fourth attempt would have led to a general election. I supported the first two budgets, but I didn't support the last budget purely on the issue of rural post offices in particular and the failure of the government to support rural Ireland, but also in the failure of the government to commit to health reform, which is so urgently needed.
Michael Harty there, Clare Independent TD.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.